For our reality check today, we turn to Honolulu Civil Beat's Yoo Hyun Jung, who covers criminal justice issues. She and photographer Corey Lam went along a tour of some of the state's prisons. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine.
Yeah, I was looking at those photos. It is amazing to think, you know, what happened there at the Maui prison, the riots that we saw because of the overcrowding.
Yeah, we've been covering the issue ever since it happened, and, you know, we've written quite at length about it, but it was kind of a different experience to actually see the scene in person. And actually, a lot of the recovery and repairs have been done, but even then, we could still see some of the damage still in place. Some of the doors were still quite damaged. The supply door where the inmates had tried to get to try to get to some of the supplies, like toilet paper, was really dented. And the dents were really huge, and there were a lot of them. And you could really see the desperation in those dents. And the ceilings were supposedly repaired, but you could still see the browning from the fire damage. And you could still see the damage very much.
And I guess the space hasn't changed. So the issues of overcrowding, when you know they've got more inmates in those cells than there should be, I'm sure that was probably brought home.
Yeah, absolutely. There were still four guys to a cell. The overcrowding was still an issue, so it pretty much was a ticking time bomb. So the operating capacity at MCCC was 301, but there were 422 people there, so that's about 40% over capacity. When we visited there, there were four people to a cell at Module B where the riot started. And when the media went into that module, there were guys kicking and screaming and banging on the doors, and they were screaming, not necessarily at those people who were touring, but yelling things like, overcrowded, help, I need toilet paper, things like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's got to make an impact when you're walking through there, knowing what triggered that riot to begin with.
Absolutely. And we had an opportunity to actually go inside one of the cells that were empty, and you could see how small the cells were. And each cell has metal bunk beds, and there are two beds and there are four guys. So if you're not sleeping on one of those beds, you're sleeping on the floor, and there's definitely not enough room for two guys to sleep on the floor. So if you're on the floor, you're probably sleeping next to the toilet, which doesn't have amazing plumbing.
Well, I know this isn't the only prison you toured. You also took the tour of all the prisons here on Oahu as well.
That's correct. Although when we went to Waiava, there was a medical emergency of one of the inmates, so it had to be abruptly canceled. But all the other facilities, we had an opportunity to have a good look around. So pretty much the only facility that's not overcrowded is Halawa, and that's the prison where only sentenced inmates go.
Now, I'm sure, you know, public safety, they did this last year as well, but it really gives journalists a better handle on reporting when time comes for the lawmakers to take up this issue with the legislature.
That's right. I think it's a totally different experience to see the problems for themselves than to just write about it and read about it. Because when you see the facilities crumbling down and the people inside of it, the problem actually becomes way more real.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you making time for us today to talk about the prison tours, and kudos to your photographer for those pictures.
Thank you for having me.
That was reporter Yoo Hyun Jung with today's reality check. Read the story and see the photos online at civilbeat.org.